It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to hear next from a man who was not a delegate to the Republican convention, but no doubt followed every word. Robert Gibbs is a senior advisor to Democrat Barack Obama, and we've called him in the same way that we checked in with Republicans like Rudy Giuliani during the Democratic convention. Mr. Gibbs joins us on the line from St. Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
When you listened to John McCain's speech last night, what, if anything, did you hear? And speak to me as a professional here. What, if anything, did you hear that made your job harder?
Well, look, I think obviously John McCain always starts out with a very compelling life story and biography. But I tell you what I think isn't going to help those that are experiencing their lives getting harder out there in America, and that is the fact that John McCain, and quite frankly, this was true throughout the Republican convention, outlined very little about what they wanted to do to help people get through their tough lives, help them get back up on their feet, find a job, all those sorts of things I thought were really lacking. I'm not sure this speech did what John McCain wanted it to do.
You're saying not a lot of specifics other than things like cutting taxes and so forth. Although the broad message, if I could try to summarize it, McCain did seem to acknowledge that there were problems in the Republican Party, that there were problems with the economy, problems in the world. Goes on to say, nothing personal here. Everybody respects Barack Obama's achievement, but I've just got more experience. That experience thing seemed to be the heart of his argument. Is that true?
Well, look, if they want to be the experienced candidate in a change election, that's certainly fine with me. Look, I don't think you have to walk far outside of any of your seven houses to understand that people are hurting, but I think what they want to have happen is understand what you're going to do to help those problems. I think except for the biography, it's a speech I think, quite frankly, that George Bush largely could have given. It sounded a little bit like George Bush in 2000, and I just don't think it worked. I think it's hard to be the change candidate when you voted with George Bush 90% of the time. And I think that's the uphill battle for John McCain.
Mr. Gibbs, I heard a beep that sounded like a car. I hope you're not driving as you're talking with us.
No, thank goodness somebody else is.
Okay, just wanted to make sure everything was safe. Let me ask you about Sarah Palin, the vice presidential choice on the Republican side. There's been a lot of news about her all week, as you know. One question is about her relative lack of experience, and I'd like to ask you this. Isn't it going to be hard for your campaign to consistently question her experience without raising questions about Obama's own lack of experience?
Well, look, we're going to let the people of this great country decide who they think is best equipped to take on the problems that they face and get this country moving in a different direction. I think largely the McCain campaign gave up on the experience argument when they picked Sarah Palin, because I think they understand most of all that this was a change election, and that's what people are looking for, somebody who can go and change Washington. Barack Obama and Joe Biden have records of doing that. We're not running against Sarah Palin. She is a compelling life story and gave certainly a fine speech the other night. But I think I think that when voters go into that voting booth in a little over 8 weeks, I think they're going to have a hard time picturing John McCain and Sarah Palin as the change we need to turn this country around.
Are you saying experience doesn't matter?
No. I'm not saying that experience doesn't matter. I think people are going to make that determination for themselves. But I don't think they're going to lay out a compelling argument that somehow Sarah Palin finds herself as the most experienced vice presidential candidate that's been nominated in quite some time. People are going to determine whether they think Sarah Palin and John McCain are going to be able to do this job, or whether they think Barack Obama and Joe Biden are going to be able to do that job. They'll come to that conclusion all by themselves.
You said that you're not going to be running against Sarah Palin. Does that mean you're not going to be running lines of attack against her at all? I mean, you don't even have to worry about what's fair game, what's in and out, the questions that have been asked this week?
Well, look, Barack Obama was very passionate and very clear this week that families are off limits and the children of families are off limits, and I think that was very appropriate. But look, I think most people go into that voting booth in November and they vote for the top of the ticket. That means this race is about Barack Obama and John McCain. It's about the change we need in this country versus four more years of the same that we know working families just simply can't afford. I think that's what's going to drive voters' decisions. I think that's what's going to drive our campaign.
Mr. Gibbs, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Robert Gibbs is Barack Obama's communications director. He joined us on the line from St. Paul, Minnesota, where he was, perhaps we could say, an uninvited guest at the Republican convention, which concluded last night with John McCain's speech.